All right, let's dive into 360 apartment renovations. We've got a whole stack of their brochures and guides here. And honestly, I'm already pretty impressed with how much they're focusing on helping property managers boost profits. I mean,
Yeah.
who doesn't want a little extra cash flow, right?
So today
Right.
we're going to break down their services, see how their tech works,
Yeah.
and really figure out if they live up to all their promises.
You know, I think the key here is that they're not just saying we're good at renovations.
Yeah.
They're zeroing in on a specific problem that I think keeps a lot of property managers up at night, those slow turnaround times on apartment units.
Yeah, because every day that an apartment sits empty, that's money down the drain.
Yeah.
But they actually put a dollar amount on that lost revenue, and it's pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, they use this example of a 250 unit complex with an average rent of $1,500 a month. So that's about $50 per day in lost rent for each vacant unit.
Yeah.
And, you know, the industry average for turnaround time is about 10 days. So if you could cut that down to just 2 days, hold on, 2 days. That seems crazy fast. I mean, are they sacrificing quality to get it done that quickly?
That's what I was wondering too. But you know, they actually dedicate a whole section to their quality control process. We can dive into that a little bit
Yeah.
later. But it sounds like they're using data and really specific training to make sure things are done right the first time. But back to those numbers. 360 claims that by reducing that turnaround time from 10 days to 2, you're looking at an extra $400 in revenue per unit.
Okay, I'm doing the math here in my head. $400 per unit. Most complexes turn over at least half their units each year, right? So for a 250 unit property, that's 125 turns.
Exactly. So that means a potential extra $50,000 annually just from minimizing those vacant days. Think about what you could do with an extra 50 grand. Maybe upgrade the gym, offer some move-in specials, or even give yourself a well-deserved bonus.
Okay, you've got my attention. But how are they actually pulling off these super fast turnarounds? It's like magic or something.
Not quite magic, but they do seem to have a pretty sophisticated system in place. It's a combination of streamlined processes, smart tech, and a really focused approach to making every minute count.
So let's break that down a little bit. They talk a lot about this customer portal. Is that where all the magic happens?
Well, it's definitely a big part of it. They call it the Property Manager's Command Center for all things renovation. You can submit requests, track the progress of every project, even see before and after pictures, all in one place.
So you're not constantly chasing down updates or sifting through emails, trying to figure out what's going on. That's got to be a huge time saver.
Oh, absolutely.
But what about actually being on site? How do they keep things moving so quickly during the actual renovation itself?
They have a mobile app for their technicians. And it's not just for communication, it actually helps them manage their entire workflow more efficiently. Everything from scheduling and navigation to real-time status updates.
So imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, and you can see exactly where all your technicians are, what they're working on, and when they're expected to finish. No more playing phone tag, trying to track people down.
Exactly. It's all about transparency
Yeah.
and giving you, the property manager, that peace of mind knowing that everything's on track. And of course, all that data is being used to constantly improve their processes and hopefully make those turnaround times even faster.
That sounds great, but I'm still a little bit hung up on this whole quality issue. I mean, speed is great, but not if it means sacrificing the quality of the work. What's stopping them from just cutting corners to hit those tight deadlines?
Well, that's where their quality control comes in. They use all these dashboards to track key metrics, and they're constantly analyzing the data to find the root cause of any recurring problems. They even have regular group training sessions and personalized coaching for their technicians.
So it's not just about fixing mistakes after they happen, they're actually trying to prevent them in the first place.
Exactly. And that proactive approach saves everyone time and money in the long run. Less rework, fewer tenant complaints, and hopefully no need for those dreaded callbacks.
This is all starting to sound pretty good. It seems like they're really thinking through every step of the process, from both the property manager's perspective and the technician's perspective. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, there's one thing I'm curious about.
Okay, what's that?
This digital make-ready board they keep mentioning, it sounds very high-tech and all, but is it actually user-friendly? Could someone like me, who is not exactly a tech wizard, easily navigate it? And how does it actually help me in my day-to-day work?
Those are great questions. It sounds like we need to dig a little deeper into that. And luckily, we have a whole brochure dedicated to this digital make-ready board. So let's take a look. and see if it lives up to the hype.
All right, let's unpack this board and see what it's all about. I'm ready to be impressed.
Yeah. So are you ready to take a closer look at this digital make-ready board and see if it lives up to the hype?
Absolutely I am. I'm picturing some giant futuristic screen with like flashing lights and complicated charts. But hopefully it's a little bit more user-friendly than that.
Don't worry, it's not that intimidating. Think of it like a visual dashboard. That gives you a clear overview of everything that's happening with each apartment unit. And it's all color-coded, so you can quickly see what stage each job is in.
Okay, color-coding sounds good. I'm a very visual person, so that's definitely helpful. But walk me through it like I'm 5 years old. What kind of information am I actually seeing on this board?
Sure. So for each unit, you'll see a list of all the tasks that need to be completed, from painting and plumbing to cleaning and appliance checks. And each task has a color that corresponds to its status: scheduled, dispatched, in progress, completed, or canceled.
So if I'm looking at the board and I see a bunch of green, that means things are moving along nicely.
Exactly. Green means completed. Yellow means the technician is en route. Blue means they're actively working on it. And red means there's a holdup or a cancellation. It's all very intuitive.
Okay, that sounds super helpful. I can already see how this would save me a ton of time and hassle. No more calling around trying to figure out what's been done and what still needs to be done. It's all right there on the board.
Right, and because the board is accessible through the customer portal, you could check it anytime, anywhere. You don't even have to be in the office.
So I could be on vacation, sipping a margarita on the beach, and still make sure my units are getting turned around on time. Sign me up. But let's go back to that 2-day turnaround time for a second. I'm still having a little trouble wrapping my head around how that's even possible.
Well, their process is incredibly streamlined. One of these brochures breaks it down step by step. And it's pretty impressive. They use algorithms to determine the earliest possible start and end times for each job.
Algorithms? That sounds a little too high tech for me.
It's not as complicated as it sounds. It just means they're using data to make the most efficient schedule possible. They also make sure that the right technician with the right skills is assigned to each job. No more sending a plumber to fix an electrical issue.
Right, right. The right person for the right job. It means it gets done faster and better. But what about travel time between jobs? That can eat up a lot of time, especially in a big city.
They've got that covered too. They use optimized routing to make sure that technicians are taking the most efficient path between jobs. It's like a GPS, but specifically designed to minimize travel time and fuel costs.
So they're saving time and money.
Yeah.
And they're being eco-friendly too. I like this more and more.
And they don't just prioritize efficiency. They also take customer preferences into account when scheduling. So if you have a preferred team or a technician that you'd rather not work with, they'll make a note of it.
It's nice to know they're not just treating us like numbers, They actually care about building good relationships.
Absolutely. They seem to understand that happy customers lead to repeat business. And speaking of going above and beyond for customers, remember those winterized services we touched on earlier?
Oh, yeah, the winter prep package. I'm in Florida, so it's not a huge concern for me. But I know a lot of property managers in colder climates, they really dread those winter months.
Well, 360 takes all that stress away. They have a whole suite of services that are designed to prepare properties for the winter. Everything from gutter cleaning and weatherproofing to HVAC inspections and frozen pipe prevention. They'll even help you develop a customized winterization plan for your specific needs.
So if a pipe boosts in the middle of a blizzard, I can just call 360 and they'll come to the rescue.
That's the idea. They're available 24/7 for emergency repairs. They're basically your winter weather superheroes.
I bet those services are a lifesaver for property managers up north, but I'm curious, how do they ensure that those winterization tasks are done correctly? It's not like you can easily check behind the walls to make sure everything's properly insulated, right?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. But remember, their commitment to quality control, it extends to all of their services, including winterization. They have detailed checklists and protocols for each task, and they use their mobile app to document everything with photos and notes.
So there's a record of everything that's been done. That definitely adds a layer of accountability.
Exactly. And if there ever is a problem, they can easily track back and see who did what and when. It helps them identify any training gaps or areas for improvement.
This whole system is sounding pretty impressive, but I'm wondering, is 360 just focused on individual properties, or do they also work with larger management companies?
Actually, they highlight a partnership with a large PMC in one of their brochures. A PMC is a property management company. And this one handles a huge portfolio of apartments in the Dallas area.
So they're capable of handling those big multi-property projects. That's good to know.
And not just handling them, but excelling at them. This particular PMC had some pretty ambitious goals, things like reducing turnaround times, standardizing processes across all of their properties, and simplifying their estimating and scheduling.
And 360 was able to help them achieve all those goals. That's a pretty big endorsement.
They even helped the PMC standardize their pricing and eliminate inconsistencies across different vendors and properties.
Wow, that's huge. It's one thing to manage a few renovations here and there, but managing a whole portfolio of properties, that's a whole different ballgame.
It sounds like 360 is up for the challenge. They're not just a vendor, they're a true partner who's really invested in the success of their clients.
Okay, so they've got the tech, the experience, and the customer-centric approach. But we've been talking about this company for a while now, and I haven't heard a single complaint. Are they really that perfect?
Well, no company is perfect, but they're definitely presenting a compelling case. But you're right. It's always good to hear from real customers, see how their services play out in the real world. And luckily, we have a whole section of testimonials and case studies to look at next. So why don't we dive into those and see what their clients have to say?
That sounds like a plan. I'm ready to hear some real-world success stories. Let's see if they live up to the hype. All right, so we've seen how 360 apartment renovations helps property managers boost efficiency and save money. But now, let's talk about something that's music to everyone's ears. Rewards.
Right. Who doesn't love a little extra appreciation? And 360 seems to really value their clients, which is reflected in their 360 Care Rewards loyalty program.
Okay, break it down for me. How does this program work?
It's actually pretty straightforward. They have a tiered system: silver, gold, platinum, and diamond. And you earn points for every dollar you spend on their services.
So the more you spend, the higher you climb, and the better the rewards. Sounds like a frequent flyer program, but for apartment renovations.
Exactly. And the rewards aren't just your typical discounts or gift cards. They've really put some thought into offering things that are valuable and relevant to property managers.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, for the property itself, you can get things like free office cleanings, tenant gift cards to boost resident satisfaction, or even sponsored events to help you build community.
Okay, those are pretty practical. But what about something for me, the hardworking property manager? Do I get anything out of this?
Absolutely. They offer things like spa vouchers, luxury beauty products,
yeah,
and even the latest tech gadgets. It's like a little bonus for choosing 360.
Okay, now you're talking. A spa day sounds pretty amazing right about now. But I'm also curious, are there other ways to earn points besides just spending money on services?
Definitely. You can earn bonus points for referring new clients, providing feedback through surveys, or even just for actively using the customer portal. It really encourages engagement and makes you feel like a valued partner.
It's like they're rewarding you for being a good customer and helping them improve their services. That's a smart strategy.
And here's another nice touch. If you move to a new property and you continue working with 360, your points and your tier status transfer with you. It shows that they really value the relationship, not just the transaction.
That's impressive. It really reinforces that whole partnership vibe they've been talking about. But let's be real. This all sounds almost too good to be true. There's got to be a catch, right?
The only potential downside I see is that you're somewhat locked into using 360 services if you want to keep earning those rewards and climbing those tiers.
Yeah, that's true. But if they're consistently delivering high-quality work, meeting deadlines, and offering these amazing perks, why would I want to go anywhere else?
Exactly. It's all about finding the right fit for your specific needs and priorities.
So if you're a property manager who values efficiency, technology, and a strong customer focus, 360 Apartment Renovations seems like a pretty solid choice. They're tackling a real problem in the industry, and they're doing it in a way that benefits both property managers and tenants.
And they're not just about business. They're about building relationships and rewarding loyalty.
Exactly. It's not just about turning over units. It's about turning over a new leaf in the way we approach apartment renovations.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's your biggest takeaway? What will you be thinking about as you head back to your properties?
Honestly, I'm excited about the possibilities. Imagine being able to reclaim all that lost revenue from vacant units, having a clear and organized system for managing renovations, and getting rewarded for it all. It's kind of a game changer.
I agree. I think the biggest lesson here is that embracing technology and innovation can truly transform the way we work and live.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So if you're tired of the same old headaches and hassles, maybe it's time to give 360 Apartment Renovations a closer look. They might just be the solution you've been waiting for.
And with that, we'll leave you to explore those possibilities. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Until next time, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep those units turning.